Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Good to see everybody already kicking it in the comments section. It's Tuesday. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur in a little bit, and then the Packers will practice. They are off tomorrow, at least away from prying eyes, then back at it Thursday, off Friday, and then the final preseason game Saturday afternoon against the Buffalo Bills. That's how the week lays out. You know how the rest of this day lays out? I'll tell you what, right when you're done here, you're going to go and find yourself some Underdog Fantasy, because it's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. That $25 is worth five free entries into the Puppy 3, a fantasy football tournament with $1 million in total prize money and a $200,000 first prize. Let's say you miss out on drafting Aaron Rodgers in your home league, because a lot of people, you know, I understand, have leagues that they've been in for a long time. You can go sign up on Underdog Fantasy and play even more fantasy football. Draft Aaron Rodgers five times, and you won't even have to worry about setting those lineups. You'll get Rodgers' best scores throughout the entirety of the season. Hell, that goes for every Packer. Get Devontae Adams, get Aaron Jones, get them all. Unfortunately, they do have this rule that you have to draft players from at least two teams. Trust me, I tried to draft all Packers, and they wouldn't let me, but you can get Aaron Rodgers. You can get Devontae Adams. You can do it. Head up. Do it. Underdog Fantasy. It's where you want to be at. And I hear you. I hear you. Aaron, fantasy is just not my game. It's just not where I'm at. I want something I can hold, something I can touch, something I can feel. You know what you need? You need the 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Head to PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. That's CHTV to get 10% off. You can also subscribe to the Game Day magazine, delivered direct to your inbox each and every game day morning. Again, CHTV to get 10% off. And while you're scrolling around the internet, why not head to VINFL.com? That's VINFL.com and get this sweet Acme Packers hoodie. You can use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. Look good. Look good representing the Green Bay Packers wherever you go year round, because that's what you want to do, people. Hello to everybody in the comments. Dustin starting us right away with a super chat. How you doing, buddy? Nags, you must have embraced your inner Brandon Bostic during that Madden challenge last night. You know what, Dustin? First time streaming, first time on 22. Give your brother a break. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking. That, and I was imbibing a little bit. But yes, no, it was ramshackle. I'll give you that. It was ramshackle. It'll only get better. I'm probably going to do another one tonight, so stop on by. And thank you to everybody who did stop by and watch me make a fool of myself playing Madden. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, I'll probably do it again tonight. I'll probably be doing it a lot in the evening. So just make sure you're subscribed either here on YouTube or on the Cheesehead TV Twitch channel. God, Aaron Nagler's on Twitch. God help us. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Can we sign Thomas Morstead now? Did you miss my video? Check out the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, man. This has been addressed. Is Lucas Patrick making the team? They were so high on him in previous years. 12-2. Oh, we all know what a tricky wicket it is when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and his opinions of his teammates and what that means to the personnel group. Ask Jake Kumaro. I do think Lucas Patrick will make the team. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I think he's in a battle for his job, and that's the way it should be. You want competition, right? There's undoubtedly going to be some tough decisions made after that Buffalo preseason game when they have to cut down to 53. But yes, is it a possibility they could cut Lucas Patrick? No question about it. Will we learn to love King again? Will he give us that chance? Well, Matt, we'll hear from him this afternoon. He's slated to speak after practice. So that'll be the first time we hear from Kevin, basically, essentially, since he got re-signed. At least during camp. And it's going to be interesting to hear what the young man has to say. Can you learn to love him again? I don't remember many Packers fans ever loving Kevin King. He started off on the wrong foot with some in the fan base because he wasn't TJ Watt. Remember that? So if you used to love Kevin, yes, I think you can learn to love him again. If you were always predisposed to not enjoy his wares on the football field, I suspect there's not a whole lot he can do short of leading the league in interceptions and big plays, etc., from dissuading you. That's just guesswork on my part. John, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciate it. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. Does Nyman make the 53 this year? Kyle, I doubt it. it's a numbers game. He doesn't offer versatility no matter how well he might end up playing, say, in Buffalo. I think he had a much better game against the Jets than he did against the Texans. But with the versatility they have, bringing in Kelly, now, again, Kelly's not a lock to make the roster either, but at least he offers some versatility, has played guard and tackle, has played both tackle positions, whereas Yosh is strictly a tackle. And I think that is going to hurt his chances. Not saying he's gone for sure, but it definitely doesn't help. Ken, thanks for the super chat. I see a possibility with all the receivers and young tight ends when 87 returns in week 3, that big dog is the casualty. Am I crazy? I'm not going to say you're crazy, but I'd be shocked. There's a lot of other places they might trim the fat. I don't see big dog being one of them. I think they value not only what he brings to them on the football field, but in the locker room as a leader. And don't forget his relationship with 12, which is what this year is all about, baby. It's why Randall Cobb's on the squad. So yeah, no, I would be very surprised. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, is it time for the yearly trade for OBJ talk? No, that train has left the station. I used to pine for it. I used to yearn for it. I know it's never going to happen. But hey, knock yourselves out if you want to. I would have loved to see Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football, though. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Boarding a plane to Maui right now, hoping to make the happy hour today. Thanks for always having the G carry. Luke, it's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. And yes, Patreon members, happy hour is today, Tuesday, a day early, more so than usual. Usually we're on Wednesdays, but because of my schedule this week, we are Tuesday night. So tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, the information is on the Patreon page. And Luke, have a safe flight. Stanley, thank you for the super chat. How's Billy Turner doing in training camp? He was solid from what I've seen, pretty much what we've grown accustomed to when it comes to Billy. Not spectacular, but solid. Now, look, he looked solid last summer, I would say, and went on to have what I thought was probably his best year as a member of the Packers. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that he will answer the bell when called. I suspect, yes, he'll be your starting right tackle, but he also offers them, obviously, versatility. You don't want to play in left tackle. We all know that. But he has, you know, bounced inside at a moment's notice, depending on what best five Matt and company want out there. He's a valuable piece, and I suspect he'll be at least with the Packers for one more year. Nags, who or what did we get for Kadar Holman? Jill, they got a 7th-round pick in 2022, and it's not conditional. It is a straight-up 7th-round pick. Gutekunst continuing to get something for guys who were most likely going to get cut. So that's pretty neat. It's a pretty neat trick. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Any news on Dennis Kelly? Not that I've heard. Not a thing. Sorry. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. How hard is it to make a different team after getting cut after the last preseason game? Would it be very difficult unless you're a proven commodity? Yeah, it's going to be tough unless the team bringing you in is bringing you in for a very specific skill set, something that you possess that maybe they don't have on their roster already. A lot of times that is, oh, hey, look, it's a kamikaze on special teams. We ain't got that kind of guy. That happens a bit after that final 53 cut down. But yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough, no doubt about it. Winfrey or Begelton? Drake, that's a tough question. Malik Taylor, probably. Honestly, that'd be my guess. But between those two, I would take Winfrey. And that's not to slight Begelton. I think he's had a good camp, good preseason. But I really like what Winfrey brings to the table. I suspect there's a good chance both of them will be back on the practice squad. John, thanks for the super chat. Your failure to get a dog makes you vulnerable to becoming a Trumpist Bears fan. You know, why do we got to bring politics into it, John? Just a Bears fan was sufficient. Yeah, no, please. Please. You are also in danger of being labeled Dog Abby. So we all pick our routes for danger. And you have told the world you are a Dog Abby, which is suspect. Was it ever discussed why Stepanak retired? Not specifically, Jeff, but I think, you know, he was coming back from a pretty bad injury, never really got back, and came into camp and said, you know what, I'm done. It's more and more common around the league. The Giants had a ton of guys, not ton, but a few guys retire at the beginning of training camp. It's a tough road, man, and I think there's, you know, a little bit more acceptance of the idea that, yeah, okay, I've gone through the offseason and ready for camp, and you know what, I get to camp, and holy cow, this is not what I signed up for and or thought it would be. especially guys with who are long shots to make the roster. And I think Stepanek saw that kind of writing on the wall after the draft class this year. No shame in it. Totally get it. Living out a dream that became more of a job than a dream. And he decided to retire. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, can't put words in the young man's mouth as far as the exact reasons. But I don't think there's been much curiosity because, like I said, it's become more and more common. Northwoods, thanks for the super chat. Can you rank the free agent signings from 2019? I mean, it could, sure. Will I? I doubt it. I hate rankings. Why you got to rank them? Why? I mean, I think it's funny because you look at 2019 and what they meant to the team that year, and now you project it out at what they have meant throughout the entirety of the last couple of years. I mean, Zadarius came in and completely changed the culture, helped change the culture along with Matt LaFleur. No doubt about it. A staid locker room, something that had become really dour, became a lot of fun again. And that was before you even talk about his production on the field. Adrian Amos, I think long-term from the moment he signed through now is probably your best value. And Billy is so much better than I thought he was going to be when he signed that deal. I was not a fan of signing him very, very first thing when the illegal tampering period opened up. And I wasn't a fan of the contract they gave him, but I'm a fan now. And then there's Preston, who obviously came in like gangbusters and then kind of has tapered off, especially last year. He looks renewed though. So those stories are yet to be written. We'll see how it plays out. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. They re-sign Tonyan or roll with Josiah next year? Really good question. I think a lot of it's going to depend on what he puts on tape and on the field this season. Now, they could get something done before week one. It could shock us all. We never really know. But I think they'll let it play out this year. And because of the precariousness of their 2022 situation and what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, I think there's going to be a bit of a logjam as far as bringing guys back or making those decisions until they make that determination after the year is done. Now, that said, I think their preference would be obviously to bring Tonyan back. I think they really like him. They've developed him, right? They want to keep their core guys together. I suspect they consider him a core guy, but that's where Russ Ball is going to have to work some magic, no doubt about it. Why isn't Brandy talking? Someone braised the defense. Kyle, Brandy was saying before she wanted to trade Ty Summers for something or anything. And look, I get it, Brandy. I understand. But Ty Summers has, you know, stepped in at a pinch in the past and helped you win ball games. I know it hasn't been pretty. I know he ain't a top flight player, but Ty not only does that, he helps out on special teams. And he's played a pretty darn good camp this year. So I'm not saying he's a superstar, but the world needs ditch diggers too. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Do you see Martian having King-like injury trends? Martian? Martin? Dustin, I'm sorry. Marvin the Martian? I'm not sure who you're talking about there, buddy. Sorry. JPO, thanks for the super chat. Potential Goot is trying to get something for Martin before outright cutting him. And do we think Z's absence is bigger than just his back? Oh, you were talking about Kamal Martin, not Martian. Got it. And do I think Goot is trying to get something for Martin before outright cutting him? Undoubtedly, he was told he was getting cut, and then word got out, and maybe a team or two made a call. I don't think Brian's actively shopping him, but there's a possibility, yeah, they get maybe someone flips a seventh for him. Absolutely. And I saw a bunch of people asking before about, is there something else going on? No, Martin's just hurt and not as good as everyone hoped he'd be. He was not great last year. He looked completely lost this summer. His being cut was not a surprise, at least not to me in the sense of his play on the field. Surprising maybe a bit because he was a draft pick and usually they try and wring as much as they can out of each one of those. But given what he's shown on the field, I didn't find it that surprising. And do we think Z's absence is bigger than just his back? I mean, they've said point blank, no, it isn't. It is just about his back. I did posit on Twitter, like, makes you wonder, is it contract related? Because he did grouse about his contract this offseason. They're saying it's his back, both publicly and privately. I've been told point blank, there's nothing going on about the contract. It is just his injury. So can only take him at their word. Did the Packers wear a throwback jersey last year, Derek? They did not. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Haven't recovered from Wildy and Tausch last week. Jason asked, what if Tauscher and Jennifer Aniston were dating? I love this fan base. Wow. That's a subject. I understand that. As a subject matter or a part of the rundown, maybe in June, or May? Not even May, because that's like after the draft. Maybe in March, April? Maybe in the dead times, but in the heat of camp? You know, it takes all kinds, and we don't ever disparage anyone else's programming here at Cheesehead TV. Accidentally wrote, you're funny. If the NFL, Del Arrows, if the NFL had no true salary cap like Major League Baseball, would the Packers be more like the Brewers, more like the Dodgers, or somewhere in the middle? I think they'd be more like the Brewers, if not outright kind of extinct. I mean, that's what Jerry Jones has been going for decades. You know, the fact that there is a salary cap allows the Packers to operate and exist, not just survive, but exist. Don't ever forget that. That's why when people kind of poo-poo or belittle what Mark Murphy has done is in regards to Title Town and making sure that the franchise is viable for the next decade plus, never, ever be so dismissive of the work that he has done, Ed Policy has done, and everyone at 1265 is doing to ensure that the Packers continue to survive. Because if it ever were to go that route, they would kick around for a while, but eventually they would fold. Don't ever, ever forget that. James, thanks for the super chat. Just give us 18 making Bears fans cry one more time. It's about the hyperbolic people. It's about the hyperbolic people. James, hey, I'm all for it, man. Let's one more highlight for the ages of Randall Cobb torching the Bears. That if they don't win a Super Bowl, and the chances, you know, they've got a shot. There's no doubt. They're one of maybe four or five teams that has a chance at winning this Super Bowl, right? The last dance, right off into the sunset. I'm all about it. But there's also a decent-sized chance that they don't win the Super Bowl, right? That's just being real. That's just odds talking, right? Never tell me the odds, but those are just the odds. If nothing else happens this season, Randall Cobb making the Bears defense look like idiots will make it all worth it. Perfect. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. How did Shamar look in the latest preseason game? You know, I got to be honest, I didn't see him a ton. I didn't go searching for him a lot. I certainly didn't watch him live, and on my rewatch, he didn't really jump out at me. Now, I think he had a missed tackle there that I did see. But mostly that would suggest that, you know, ball didn't go his way and he was covering his dude. But I'd be lying if I said I've gone through and charted every guy. Can't do it in the preseason. In the regular season, I do go through and look at every guy's play with the all 22. But since I don't have access to the all 22 in the preseason, I'm a bit limited. Caleb, thank you for the super sticker. Very generous. Thank you so much. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Do I see Martin having king-like injury trends? I mean, possibly, right? It's hard to say. I mean, sure sounds like it's not going to be Green Bay's problem for much longer, but it's really unfortunate. He had that injury late in his college season, and then he had the injury right before the regular season last year. Those two coupled with then the very slight injury here at the start of this camp. It's not a great trend, but we've seen players who have started, you know, out injury-wise like that in their careers before and then become really good players and gone on to have good careers. I mean, it's hard for me to say, yes, he's going to be injured like King is just because he's had a few injuries here in the span of 18 months or so. You know, he was pretty healthy in college, actually, until he had that big injury at the end of his career. So, yeah, it's too hard to say. I want some points on defense this year. Brandy, Preston Smith gave you a touchdown last year on the fumble recovery. Oh, but I hear you. I want some pick sixes. I want some pick motherfucking sixes. Yes, please. TKM, good to see you at your post. We have 338 members to our local fan club. With the 1 p.m. games, we still pack the patio, especially when we play Bears Still Suck Pappies. Thank you for the support, buddy. And, ooh, I love it. I love that idea. I love that visage. That is awesome. TJ Slayton, pick six, please. That is what I'm talking about. Ryan, I saw your daughter grab your phone and SK. Hey, tell her. Go Pack, go. Keep carrying the G. Did you see Driver's comments? They were good. They were good, Matt. But I think Driver is a perfect example of a team that kept a guy a year too long. Don't ever forget that last season. Not only could he not get on the field from scrimmage, he was begging to play special teams. You know, that he had a drop in the Fail Mary game that would have made sure that that was never a fail Mary. In the end zone, he dropped a touchdown. You know, Driver was beyond done his last year in Green Bay. And his words were fine. I totally get what he was saying. But, you know, he's the poster child for holding on to a guy a year too long. Lance.
Thought.
So many thoughts. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, thanks for the Nikki's tip last week. The bartender we talked to said she accidentally mooned Reggie White in the 90s. I love Packers culture. I'm so glad you went to Nikki's. That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear it. Yeah, if you're in the Green Bay area, I know it's you got to drive there. It's not by the stadium, but go to Nikki's in De Pere. Man, that's old school. That's the real shit. If you slander Donald Driver more, I will throw hands there. And Kyle, I'm not slandering Driver. Get yours. Stick around. Make that money. Yes. That's not a slander on Driver. That's an example of holding on to a guy a year too long. That's all it is. Driver's the all-time leading wide receiver in Green Bay Packers history. I'm not slandering the guy. Father Time is undefeated. And that final year with Donald Driver is a perfect example of it. Even the greats are done eventually. Father Time says, no, sir. All done. And it is the GM's job to get out ahead of that. That's all I'm saying. Lance Marlin, thoughts?
So many thoughts.
All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. A reminder for Patreon members, the happy hour is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Info is on the Patreon page. After that, I'll probably be playing Madden online again, so stop on by the YouTube channel or the Twitch channel. We'll be hanging out, drinking beer, playing Madden, talking Packers. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.